attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Tamiflu has side effects.
Hallucinating. Suicide. Delirium.
Good Lord.
So it's Tamiflu or just suffer with the symptoms.
Ooh, that's brilliant.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hell no.
Anti-labeling advocates spent $70 million to defeat ballot initiatives.
Why? Because it says it would hurt sales.
No,
shut up and eat your mutant chili.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Cancer cases keep rising, and it's all down to plain bad luck.
Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, we just found another reason not to go to McDonald's. Like, we needed more. Welcome, everybody. The Robert Scott Bell Show kicks into gear this afternoon or this morning, depending on where you are on GCN, our syndicator, and at naturalnewsradio.com. 866-939-BELL. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-2355. I have it on good authority, a.k.a. Super Don. Now we're going to hear from our youngest loyal listener, awesome listener, Jake Meyer, today.
That's right. The 7-year-old super fan of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
He's got a great dream to share. We'll see what he can do. And, of course, I just got back from the Raw Food Retreat in South Florida. I want to say thanks to all of the friends there. It was a great, great trip. I did not sleep much, I will have you know.
The feeling food was yummy. Raw this morning?
What? Did I wake up all raw?
Are you feeling
actually,
kind of raw?
I could say that. I slept on a brick, literally. Oh. The food was good. The bed was a brick.
Okay.
I guess I just have to toughen up.
Going all natural and stuff, so, you know, what did you expect? Some kind of synthetic fluffy mattress? You got to sleep on a brick.
You can hope. All right. Well, thanks to Paul Neeson. Thanks as well to my good friends, Dr. Michael Haley and Amanda Haley from Stockton LO1. Wonderful hosts as well. And it was great because Michael led off yesterday with a great talk about the things that damage your gut. And he made it so easy for me to come in and just go right into the remedies to heal the gut. That I just absolutely loved it. So we got to go on tour now. That's what we got to do.
Tour. All right. Yeah. Who's going to open for you? Metallica?
No, Dr. Michael Haley will open.
Oh. And we got Neil Diamond, maybe?
Neil Diamond. I'll do some Neil Diamond if people want it.
Right? All right.
I don't think they want it. Let's see. Oh, you know what? One of the ladies, too, that I got to see before me, also, she was awesome. I apologize. I forget her name. I just got off of the road. She and her husband were there. And she did a presentation I just loved. You know, it was all about taking your power back, you know, really in line with our message. And at one point, speaking of McDonald's, she brought out a McDonald's Happy Meal. And it was a few years old, and I'm not exaggerating. You know how you see pictures of it?
Yeah, that was in the news not that long ago.
Yeah, but she actually had done this. And she bought one that was a few years old, and, you know, it didn't decay at all. It looked just like the day it was bought. And she had French fries from years ago as well. And then she actually said, I bought another one just about a year ago just to show you how similar they look and how much they don't decay. And then she brought the bag that she bought a few years ago with the Happy Meal, and the bag was decaying at a more rapid rate than the actual Happy Meal.
Really?
Yeah. I thought that was another interesting development in terms of why is McDonald's losing
money? So what
money?
You're why saying is you're probably safer eating the bag.
Yes, the bag would be safer to eat. Yes, I think at this point it's clear to see. Now, why did we bring up McDonald's at the top of the show today? Because this article here we have linked up in the show notes at robertscadbell.com. McDonald's gives free vaccines with Happy Meals in Texas. They weren't doing enough damage to your children. Now, if you'd like a hepatitis A shot with your Happy Meal, they've got you covered. And even Anthony wrote this, says he couldn't believe it. He was writing, this is not real, is it? This is a spoof. But no, it's real. The city of Amarillo's Department of Public Health and the Caring for Children Foundation of Texas will offer free vaccinations for children 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturday at McDonald's restaurant at 1815 South Grand Street. Now, I think this already happened.
You get everything you want. You get a hamburger, some fries, a drink, a cookie, and an MMR vaccine.
I don't like that idea. You know me. We don't speak how do we say, kindly towards those needles. And I think that to feed children food that has been grown artificially with steroids, with growth hormones, with antibiotics, maybe even genetically modified ingredients, the French fries. What did Grant Imahara say? 19 ingredients, not 17?
Correct, yes.
Only one of them was potatoes?
Right.
You know, it's not going to decay because nature can't even break it down. And if nature can't break it down, do you think your kid's not part of nature? Yeah. And, of course, we treat our kids like they're not when we allow doctors, nurses, et cetera, health departments to vaccinate them with toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, foreign antigens, RNA, DNA from animals or even aborted fetal tissue. I mean, there's just no way to defend it. But I know I'm an outlier. I'm just way outside the mainstream on this. It seems like if you watch the regular news, everybody wants to vaccinate except a few liberal elitists in Marin County, which we've already covered that story. It's not. But it tends to be the more intelligent folks out there that have stopped or at least reduced or even modified the schedule, and many of them because of tragedies. You know, the children that have been injured by them, the first child, and they don't do it anymore. And, you know, we're seeing and hearing more of those stories. The question is, how many more of these stories do we have to hear and see before the people go, okay, enough is enough, and the government, the so-called government, actually cares about kids enough to say, you know what, we need to take another look at this vaccine program.
Yeah.
And admit it's not safe. It's not effective. There may be other ways to go. And speaking of other ways to go, a shock of shockers, hell may have frozen over because Fox News did a positive article on homeopathy.
We'll
get to that. Yeah, we'll get to that. I know. That's the only reason you want to tune in. No, actually, you want to tune in also because Michelle Ryder, Team Isaiah Ryder's mom, is going to join us next hour. And we're going to talk about an exciting law that's being proposed in Missouri called Isaiah's Law. And
right.
We're going to get the update on that because there's a big event on Tuesday. If you're in Missouri, Jefferson City, Missouri, you want to go there, we want you there to support those efforts.
You know, it's funny. I was just reminding, we were talking about the Ronald McDonald and the vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
There's this meme. I'm going to post it on the Facebook now where it puts, you know, Pennywise, the clown, you know, the evil clown from the Stephen King movie?
No, I know Clarabelle.
No, well, listen, there was this clown. His name was Pennywise. And he was just like this evil clown that was kidnapping kids and you know, and killing them and stuff.
I don't know about that one.
And you've got Pennywise looking at Ronald McDonald. He says, "You think you're one of us? You disgust me." And Ronald McDonald's pointing his finger and he says back, "Yeah, but I've killed more people than you."
Wow. Wow. That's pretty pointed. And listen, this is from a guy here and probably Super Don too that has grown up on fast food. And we've had to make some changes. I certainly have for my health reasons. And I don't often speak out and call out companies by name, you know, like we do with McDonald's in this case. But the story is all about McDonald's. And
sure.
They were the first when they started in the 1950s. And Ray Kroc, I don't believe that there was factory farming in the same way that they do today.
The food might have been food, right? Yeah.
They may have had hydrogenated oils. I don't know the history there. I haven't looked into it to know if they actually used real tallow and real fats, if you will, at the time. They may have, but of course that changed. But now we do see some chains opening up. Like, what was it? The what is that In-N-Out Burger that had that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Don't talk to me about In-N-Out Burger. They actually have good hamburgers.
Yeah, but were they the one that had almost a Super Bowl commercial about their almost organic burger? Free-range burger or something? Which one was that?
Oh, no. That was, Was it Carl's Jr.?
It might have been Carl's
Jr. Or
Burger
King or something like
no,
that.
No, it wasn't Burger King. I think it was Carl's. But yeah. You see, the trend is on. It's moving away. McDonald's can't figure out what to do, so instead they team up with health departments to vaccinate children after they eat the Happy Meal.
No, you're doing it wrong.
Yeah, they're doubling down on stupid, and so I can't help them. But I did want to cover that, and hopefully moms and dads out there, please speak out against this. This is another atrocity of the fast food industry, visiting more of the danger on it. Now, speaking of more vaccines here, and again, if I sound a little slow today, it's because I am. I haven't slept very well in the last couple of days. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying. I made it back in time to be here live with you. I didn't have to, but that's how much I love you. Synthetic vaccine sought to finally eradicate polio. Here we go again, arrogant medical man. They don't even know what polio is, and they think they can eradicate it. And even if they did know what it was, even if they did say, yes, it's this one virus, we've isolated it, and we know exactly what it is, isn't it a folly of man to think that he's so big and bad that he can eradicate something that was created by something other than him, maybe a creator, right? We have the technology. We can eradicate. We can destroy. We can kill. We can make. I mean, I'm just so, I hesitate the word sick of it, but, you know, even if they knew what a poliovirus was, they couldn't eradicate it. It's nonsense. The claim is specious at best. Yet now they want to create a synthetic vaccine, totally 100% synthetic for synthetic humans, of course, thanks to the World Health Organization and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, who have offered almost $750,000
grant. Thank you, Bill Gates.
Yeah. Yeah. Throw all those vaccines at Bill and Melinda, and then we'll see how much they support it. So they are claiming in there that we've almost eradicated polio, and the only cases they claim are still happening are in Pakistan. In Pakistan, where the vaccines are actually causing them, as they have since the development of these vaccines for polio. And as we've said so many times before, thanks to Liam Sheff and others, polio is really toxicological assault on the body. DDT, pesticides, heavy metals, even the things in vaccines. They call it Guillain-Barré. Other paralytic syndromes, neurological degradation, a number of things that they just rename to say, look how good we are, our vaccine's eradicated. No, you just call what is now polio something else. Yeah. It was then, it is now, it's toxicological.
Well, and, then, and here's my point on the whole Bill Gates thing. I mean, with all the millions and billions of dollars that he's putting into these vaccination campaigns, take a look at these people in these countries that he's given these vaccines to and look at them. What do they need? They need like
clean water,
food, maybe clean water. Hey, how about
sewage,
some
sanitation,
shoes or something? Oh no, here's Bill Gates. I've got some needles here. This is what you need,
right? Would you like some needles with your French fries and that Happy Meal?
Would you like to supersize that?
Yeah. How do you do that? Extra big syringe and needle for my son. He's been really bad. Well, speaking about someone who's been really good, his name is Jake Meyer, and his mom Shelley contacted me. And we read the letter on the air about the dream he had one night. And he's planning to join us to tell us about that dream. Let's see what happens here next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got lots of healing to go. RobertScottBell.com. Give us a call now, 866-939-2355. Keep me awake so I don't go into dreamland before the end of the show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
When we say our audience skews younger and younger, we're not kidding. Actually, we've been surprised over the years of how many young listeners we have, and we absolutely love them and appreciate them. And man, oh man, it just brightens my day. In fact, I feel a little bit more awake thinking about this next story, Super Don. Remember, we got this letter from a mom, Shelley,
right,
a listener to the show,
right,
talking about her youngest son, Jake, who, you know, listens to the show with her, and he had a dream. And he was so cool talking about this dream, and I want to hear about it, but also that he wanted a trophy because he hadn't gotten one yet, as his big brother had. And
right,
if you see in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com, you'll see this little guy. He's a bright light. His name is Jake Meyer. and he got a trophy. And we're going to find out what he got a trophy for right here, right now on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jake, welcome! All right, the whole audience is going crazy for you, Jake. Nice to have you on.
You got a whole cheering section, Jake. That's how popular you are.
Really awesome to have you on board, Jake. Now, can you tell us a little bit about the dream that you had that your mother told us about? Did you really wake up in the middle of the night with a dream about the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Yes.
And what happened in the dream? Was it a scary dream or a happy dream?
Kind of scary and kind of happy.
Okay. Can you tell me why it was a little scary?
First, we were at a remote control car race for Cub Scouts, and my car kept going down in the woods.
Oh no!
And then there was this bus that sold remote control cars, and right next to the in the grass. So we went in there and bought one, and then when we walked out, the guy that was working in there, he asked us if we wanted to buy something else, but we didn't get it. So after the race was over, we went home and then went to sleep. And then I woke up in the middle of the night, or a little bit earlier than anybody else. So I looked to see if anybody else was awake. So first I checked in Zane's room, and then I checked in the living room where my dad sleeps. Mm-hmm. And I went in my mom's room and she wasn't in there. Then I went downstairs and looked for my granny and she wasn't in there. So then I went in her bedroom and I heard Robert Scott Bell playing.
My show was on?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and was anybody listening?
No.
That's scary.
That's the scary part. That's what
the
I thought.
Scary part.
Well, Jake.
So then I came back upstairs and I saw that same bus out there.
Uh huh. Wow.
And then I think that's the end of my dream.
Well, that's quite an amazing dream, and I thought that was so nice of your mom to let us know about it. And so, if you listen at 7 years old to the Robert Scott Bell Show, why would you listen to it? Why do you like the show?
Because you tell the truth about vaccines on your show.
But what do you mean by that? What truth are you talking about?
Like that vaccines cause autism.
Hmm. And how do you know? And how do you know this, Jake? At seven, that's pretty impressive. How do you know?
Ever since Zane got autism and we found out the vaccines cause autism,
it was your big brother that taught you all the danger of vaccines, is that right?
Yes.
Well, it's amazing that you are such a bright light. And I'm so glad that you got a trophy. Do you have that trophy? Can you read what it says, or is your mom there and she could tell us what it says on the trophy?
I can read it.
Okay.
Jake Meyer, champion, youngest awesome fan, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, man.
Thank you for the trophy.
You earned it, buddy.
Jake, you earned it. Man, and that's the first of many trophies you're going to earn. Whatever you do, you are a champion, my friend. And thank you so much. Thank you to your mom, Shelly. Hugs. My heart is so open and happy now. Jake, you are indeed a champion listener of the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you.
All right. No matter what we do, I'm going to think of this little interview, and it'll make me smile. And we got a lot of stories to cover. We got some cannabis updates coming up.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert. Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baratiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Oh my gosh! My heart is still open from little Jake. I asked Shelly off the air because I talked with him briefly before the show just to see if he was really cool with coming on the air. And his mom said, "Yeah," but he was not speaking much. And I asked her, "How did you?" He was terrific, absolutely amazing. 7-year-old just popping up on national radio like that. And she said, "Essential oils." She's some essential oils, which I utilize essential oils. But I love it also, and the backstory, which we didn't tell, was Shelly, the older son, having been injured by a vaccine, they've been working to get him back. And he's doing, from what I understand, he's doing well. I don't have a lot of details of it, but considering where they've been, it's a really heartwarming story. And also a warning for all of our listeners that if you're on the fence about vaccines, please think very carefully before submitting, especially with all the frenzy to get people to do it over the fear of measles, which is, self-limiting, especially when you know what to do, like homeopathy, like silver hydrosol, like a lot of things to help the body to overcome any and all diseases, including the big scaries that they say are only preventable by vaccines. That's a vaccine lie. And that's why we tell the truth here about these things, because, somebody's got to. And the rest of the media, they're having a big trouble doing it.
How inspirational is it that message is getting out, being heard and understood by 7-year-olds, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess, it hits close to home when it happens in your home, right?
Right.
And we'd like to see that it doesn't happen in any other homes. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or you can leave me a message on that line after hours, or you can send a message through the Facebook page or Twitter, at RSBell Media, or robertscottbell.com, which has just happened, so we must do something about these questions.
Excuse me, I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day time. We've got many, so be patient, please, as we try to catch up with them. This one is vaccine-related. And let's see, who does it come from here? I'm just trying to catch up with myself here. Question coming from Will. Will says, Robert, I'm a single dad of 3 boys. My oldest, 12, has not had a vaccination for varicella. Super Don, you know what varicella is, right?
I usually put Alfredo sauce on that with maybe a little dash of dill.
Wait, no, that's vermicelli, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. Varicella is chicken pox.
Right.
Right, so his 12-year-old son has not had a vaccine for chicken pox. Good, that's great. Will, I'm with you. I really don't want him vaccinated for anything, and the school is insisting that he's vaccinated by May of 2015. If not, they want to expel him from school until he does. What can I do to avoid this from happening? Are there religious exemptions or other ways around this? I can't afford to put them in private schools, unfortunately. Thank you, Will. Now, he doesn't say where he's from, so I don't know what state he's in, because I think West Virginia and Mississippi don't allow for religious exemption. All the other states, I believe, do. But if you go, Will, to the National Vaccine Information Center page, nvic.org, and we've talked about NVIC or advocacy.org as well, but NVIC.org, they will go, you'll just click on the link to your state and the laws regarding exemptions to vaccination. Some of them still have personal belief exemptions, which is so-called a lower standard that you don't have to, state a religious belief. But I will tell you this, and I've said it so many times before, no matter what church, synagogue, or mosque you go to or don't go to, it matters not what everybody else who goes to those things to worship believe. Right? 99 parishioners out of 100 can believe in vaccines for whatever ungodly reason. And you could be the one in that group that doesn't. And it's still a valid religious belief. And a religious belief is a deeply held religious or personal belief, a conviction about something that you sincerely hold to be true. And that, if they want to challenge you on it, let them try, call a lawyer. They will immediately back down. And you'll find out exactly what it takes. Some of them, it's just a matter of saying it. Some of them, you have to fill out a form. Some, you file an affidavit, which is very simple to do. So if you go to NVIC.org, you can see that there as well. And God bless you, Will, for standing up and defending your three boys from the assault from the minions of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, otherwise known as the Church of Pharmaceutical Vaccine Mysticism.
And just to make it easy for you, Will, if you want, I have just posted the link to state law and vaccine requirements for the different states right on the Facebook and the Twitter.
Beautiful. And if you want to learn more about it, I'm going to be speaking live at the Earth Fair Westgate in Asheville, North Carolina, this Wednesday evening, 6 p.m. Super Don, you and TMB are going to have to hold the fort that night. Just so you know.
Yeah. Listeners, beware. That'll be a good show.
Could be scary. Could be scary. Jake, better listen. Now, let's see. What else we got? We got plants that were created by the Creator, right? That, you know what it means. Time for a cannabis update.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
All right, marijuana, as they call it. There's a case about it. We've talked about it before. There's a little bit of an update. The judge is taking arguments very seriously that may lead to its reclassification as a Schedule 1 substance, right? Remember, Schedule 1, the federal government says if something's listed as Schedule 1, it has no worth. It is absolutely worthless. It's only dangerous. It's only addictive. And, of course, it's only ludicrous, because this plant is proving to be a godsend for many, including many children who are needing to recover from brain cancer and different cancers, severe seizure disorders, anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, neurological degradation diseases, head traumas. And yet it's still on the federal government level listed as a Schedule 1, only dangerous with no known benefit. It's ludicrous on its face. This story, incredible. It may be reclassified. I'm not holding my breath, and I'm not even excited that it might be, because anytime the federal government says something is good, they end up finding a way to screw it up. Super Don, am I exaggerating?
No, you're not. You're not exaggerating, but it is really cool to see this, because what you've got is you got these guys that were busted for growing marijuana, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the lawyer is using the argument that it is wrongly classified as a Schedule 1, and the great part about this is the judge has agreed to hear the argument. So it wasn't a situation where the judge says, no, it's Schedule 1, sorry. Mm-hmm. The judge has said, you know what, all right, yeah, let's hear what you got to say.
Yeah, so, remember, this all transpired in the early 70s under the Nixon administration when they declared the so-called war on drugs. And how successful has that war been? I mean, really, what have they achieved? They've only achieved in killing millions of people by making the drugs that they declared war on the wrong ones. They forgot to mention the FDA-approved variety, which have shown to be much more dangerous and deadly. That maybe many of those should actually be considered Schedule 1, worthless and dangerous.
Right.
And highly addictive, too.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, look, I mean, it looks positive. You know, the mistake these guys made is they just happened to be growing it. Instead of on state land, it was on federal land. So that's kind of where they're trying to get them on it. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, well, we'll follow this. It's very intriguing. And, you know, and also there's some evidence that there's benefit. Again, slow down Robert Scott Bell today. Didn't sleep much in the last couple of days. Evidence said it may be also beneficial for children diagnosed into the autism spectrum as well. So that, you know, their canna moms know this for their purposes. And, of course, the thinking moms, and they are fighting really a difficult battle to awaken and change consciousness, particularly within the religious community. You know, strong Judeo-Christian background opposition to this plant. and they fell for the lies about it. This is not, you know, refined cocaine. This is a plant that has medicinal benefits that are legitimate for those in need. Now, here's another story on a weed. Sleepiness in your teen may signal weed use. This is according to healthfinder.gov. Teens who are being assessed for the sleep disorder narcolepsy should also be screened for marijuana use because the drug can cause excessive daytime sleepiness, researchers report. Now, here's the thing. I've got a teenager. I know what my teenager does or doesn't do regarding this plant. Doesn't use it. Although CBD is something we have used. That's cannabidiol. It's a supplement. It's legal in all 50 states. If you're not familiar with it, check out hempmedspx.com. But the idea that a teenager is not sleepy, have you met Superdon, a teenager that didn't like to sleep?
You know what? I don't think I've outgrown that myself.
You're still there.
I like naps, you know?
I mean, this could be, we could bring a Supreme Court case on profiling teenagers who are sleepy. Come on, man. That's what they do. They need a lot of sleep. Now, I'm not saying, you know, and this can be a real problem. I don't know if it goes all the way to narcolepsy, but I've told stories about when I visited high schools to do a presentation. Hasn't happened in a while, but it was so scary what I saw in those high schools. And as I said, it wasn't because they were carrying weapons. It was literally because most of these kids couldn't keep their heads off of their desk at 10 in the morning. And this was not because of narcolepsy. This is because of the garbage food they were being fed. This is because of their abject deficiencies in chromium, the chromium that is necessary for the delivery and, let's say, removal, if you will, of the simple sugars, the energy that is needed by the brain, nervous system, higher functions to function. And so we see so much hypoglycemia that's probably being defined as narcolepsy. And if there is narcolepsy, I bet we can tie that into the vaccines that they're getting at McDonald's.
Sure. Among other things. I mean, there's so many things that can cause fatigue and sleepiness, you know, for them to go, oh, well, you better check them, see if they're smoking weed. Come on.
Mm-hmm. No, I know, because we can correct the energy issues. Remember, even in my own son, who is organically grown, non-vaccinated, never had an antibiotic, when he was doing some more athletic endeavors, intense endeavors, and he was, like, wrestling, he came back and he was just wiped. He couldn't make it through practice initially. And I said, remember what I told you about GTF chromium? You take 100 micrograms before you go in for your practice. And the next practice he did it, and he was just golden the entire way through. You know, it was one of those moments.
You also have to look at things like this. What is it that the teenagers are just really big on drinking right now?
Bacon juice.
No,
I'm getting ahead of myself. No, what is it?
Energy drinks. Red Bull, Monster,
yeah.
Rockstar, and stuff like that.
Isn't it?
Yeah, when you drink those things on a regular basis, they have the opposite effect of what you think they, you know, what they originally did. They make you tired.
Right, and we're talking adrenal burnout. They bust up your adrenals by hyperstimulating them to exhaustion, and teenagers do suffer with adrenal exhaustion. So look to something like 911 Burnout from King Bio. The homeopathic remedy, by the way, Arsenicum Album, is interesting for adrenal exhaustion. If you take a dose of Arsenicum, not arsenic, homeopathic Arsenicum, you can find the energy come back to you rather quickly. All right, there's your homeopathic tip of the day. We may have another one. Stick around for that. And really, bacon and police, what do they have in common? We're going to find out after this break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works. And works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant, and it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSB. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Evidence that hell has frozen over. Film at 11. No, actually, we're going to present you with the evidence next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. It may shock you. Really cool stuff. All right, stand by for that. But you remember a couple of weeks ago, Super Don, we talked about a story where somebody was, I think it was a case dismissed or something where a judge said, hey, it's not against the law to give cops the finger, right? Now, we're not telling you to do that. This is not Super Don and Robert Scott Bell going, hey, everybody now shoot the finger, give the bird. No, that's not it. But the point is, it was protected free speech, that it's not against the law. It might be offensive, not a good idea, but it wasn't against the law. Well, now we have another story that goes a little further in pushing that envelope. And I don't know what to make of this one just yet. But a woman, evidently, she went into a Massachusetts, police department. She's from Ashland, Massachusetts, it looks like. And she went into the police station in Framingham with a box of uncooked bacon and sausages. And she started throwing it around and smearing it on the dispatch window. I have no idea why she did this. I mean, the least she could have done if she was going to feed them is cook it first. But she evidently just was throwing it and smearing it. And you'd think that they'd throw the book at this woman, or at least the Happy Meal at her.
Well, look at what they charged her with.
What was it? Disorderly destruction.
Disorderly conduct.
Yeah.
And malicious destruction of property.
Yeah. Right. But the judge threw out the case, or at least threw out the destruction charges, saying that the police had provided little evidence that McNamara had damaged anything. I mean, I guess you could say, you know, if you smear bacon grease on wood, you could say that's actually good for the
maybe,
wood.
Maybe, yeah, but it's hard to do some serious damage with bacon. Well, I don't know. Maybe if it was enough bacon, a side of beef or, you know, pig or something, maybe. But
I don't know. They didn't say that. It was just like uncooked bacon and sausage. So, really, so they're going to have to go back and do a little better job on claiming that she actually damaged property. But they say the disorderly conduct charge will be dismissed upon payment of $150 in court costs and some cooked bacon next time. They said bring it in.
So let's see. You went by, you threw bacon and sausage in a police station, you got coverage on major media, and you only had to pay $150. I'm going to say she's probably pretty proud of herself.
PR win, I'd say.
Yeah.
We're not advocating that. No, don't waste it. Hopefully it was free range and non-nitrated.
Next week she'll run by and throw donuts probably in there.
We don't want to do cop donut jokes, do we? We don't want to descend to that.
Oh
man.
All right.
Hey, upcoming, I want to remind everybody, all my North Carolina listeners, please bring me blankets because I hear it's going to be cold. But I'm going to Asheville on Wednesday, and we're going to be at the Westgate location of Earth Fair, a public event lecture. And we'll heal the gut and do all kinds of cool stuff. I have on good authority that my good friend Dr. Frank King and his lovely wife will be there with us. Susie will be there as a special guest appearance. So if you never met Dr. King, come on out, and I'll be there doing my thing. So that's coming up this weekend. That's why I say I'm crazy, the schedule I've taken on, Super Don. I got to come back from the Carolinas and immediately turn around and go to Naples, Florida, for the Food and Thought Health Freedom event for the weekend. And I'm most excited to see Jeffrey Smith there.
You can sleep this summer, okay?
This summer?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. What else is coming up? Do I know? Do I even care? Of course I care. I love you all.
What else
the Cal
is
Jam. Cal Jam 2015.
I think Monday's a holiday, isn't it?
You're right. The kids don't have school. What are we going to do? We have to work.
I know.
What is the holiday, by the way? Is it like President's Day?
It's President's Day, yeah.
You know, that's the stupidest holiday ever. I'm sorry. I'm just not a President's Day kind of fan. I mean, it's like that you elevate the president to the status of a king when you get, oh, there's a day for the celebrate our presidents. No, stop it. Where's the day that you celebrate the people? Is there a day for the people? We the people? I don't think there's a We the People Day. I mean, they might say July 4th, Independence
Constitution
Day.
Constitution Day.
Constitution. Yeah, but who even reads the Constitution anymore?
Who Maybe even knows when Constitution Day is, right?
There's no We the People. You know, we've gotten to be able to, descend to such a permission-based society that the people in America have not grown up. They're still infants asking permission where none is required. Stop it! If anything you learned from this show, please remember, when you grow up and you leave mommy and daddy, you no longer have to ask permission to do things like heal cancer, right? Cure disease, reverse disease. You don't need the government's permission. They'd like to think that you do because they want to subserviate you in a position of servant when they are supposed to be the servants, but they are the artificial creation of the state. Don't you keep feeding that beast. All right, we'll be back with more powerful healing and examples of why and how hell may have just frozen over. Is it a polar vortex? I don't know. The power to heal is yours.
Thanks. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars, debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out.
I'm stupid.
It's going to produce jobs.
Federal government's that they think so doggone stupid. On the other side is why people. I don't know.
Scott Bell. Scott Bell. Robert. Roberts.
For a change. Tell the people.
Lie.
Why don't you
just an outright?
That's a lie.
That
form of tax.
See any fears?
Well, $1,000, $250. Make it.
Sounds like. Sounds like the opening didn't get sleep either. It was like, no, that's like I. That's how I feel. That was weird.
Wow, everybody's got vertigo right now.
It's like psychedelic opening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. No, you don't have to play it again, Daniel. That's all right. We'll figure it out. Anyway, welcome back. Second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show. We kick off the week each Sunday afternoon or morning if you're on the West Coast here on GCN or Syndicator and naturalnewsradio.com. Heard around the world in archives at both places, as well as Epic Times, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, and beyond. And you can be part of the show as well by calling us right now at 866-939-2355, just like Jake did. You know, it's the popular culture about, we talk about PR and commercials. When I told my wife, hey, Jake's going to be on the show today, and she says, is he wearing khakis? I don't know if you've seen that. I know. That's they've proliferated everybody's mind with these funny insurance commercials. Right. And I'm glad that Jake is only seven so that he doesn't understand. Because, you know, if he was right now a high schooler, they'd be all making fun of Jake. You're wearing khakis, right? But Mom Shelley can explain it to him. It's just a silly commercial.
Is. But you know what's silly to me with that commercial is why in the heck is a guy up at 3 o'clock in the morning talking to a State Farm agent?
Well, you're not supposed to ask that question, though. It's just you're not supposed to. You see, you think deeper than the people that write these things. It'll drive you crazy. And then what happens. The opening of the show goes batty.
Okay.
So, anyway, welcome. We've got Michelle Ryder joining us at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about Isaiah's Law being introduced in the Missouri State House this coming Tuesday. So we'll be talking about that with her. And, of course, once again, saying thanks. If you missed last hour, really cool interview with Jake Meyer, 7 years old, super fan of the Robert Scott Bell Show, youngest guy, and he told the story of his dream. You just got to hear it. Just adorable. And I guess, Super, are you going to make it a YouTube, or what are you going to do so people can hear it if they missed it?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
Put it on YouTube. I mean, you can get it from the podcast, for the regular. But, yeah, I think I'll isolate that, and we'll just put it up there so Jake can be even more famous.
Oh, awesome. What a great kid. Let's see. What else? We helped out. Someone was wanting to exempt from vaccines. You sent me something about, we were asking about we the people. Is there a holiday for people? And February has some really bizarre and unique holidays you just found. Before we get into how we have proof that hell may have frozen over.
Yeah. Well, I don't think there's a We the People Day this month.
Yeah.
But there are some very significant holidays this month.
Yeah, I think one of them has to do with needing to nebulize silver, as I can hear there.
That was actually a sound effect that I had. Very good. Very
nebulizing good. Silver on month that, right? On the Robert Scott. If you have a cough, in fact, I met a kid the other day with a cough. I said, and he's kind of a teenager, almost right around there. And you know how they just reluctant. I don't want to do anything. I'll just suffer. No, right. Nebulize the silver. Get rid of your cough. All right. Great American Pie Month. Now, if there was ever a holiday for the people, that might be it. Great American Pie Month.
Wait, Robert, do you know what today is?
No, what is today?
Today is National Gumdrop Day.
Gumdrop Day?
It is.
I'm not liking that because there's probably artificial colorings, flavorings, and sweeteners in it.
Well, it might be an organic gumdrop. I mean,
I like the fact that it's National Cherry Month.
Yes.
That's really cool. You know, because that means it's National Anti-Arthritis Month, because cherries can reverse gout and arthritis, cherry juice.
Right. Now, on the 17th, this could be kind of, I mean, this is a good day. 17th is Random Acts of Kindness Day.
That's a good day for the people. Day on the 17th. Let's see, National Battery Day, Cherry Pie Day. Of course, everybody's got to love that.
Right.
Make it organic. Make mine organic.
Now, I got to say the 27th. We're going to have to do something on that day.
You think so?
Yes. I've never heard of this before, but apparently the 27th is No-Brainer Day.
If there's ever a day for a no-brainer day, it would be the 27th of February. I have no idea why, but some people think it's just a no-brainer. I don't know what to say.
I'm going to guess some major event taking place at the CDC or maybe Capitol Hill. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, the people, the folks, they're wanting to know why we think hell may have frozen over. So let's tell them. Fox News just published an article on homeopathy. Now, that doesn't mean hell froze over. But what may mean it did is that it's positive. It's not derisive or divisive. It's not attacking it. Here's the headline. Homeopathy, a natural alternative for pregnancy and postpartum issues. This is by a woman named Julie Revelant. And she's talking about all the classic ailments associated or symptoms associated with pregnancy and postpartum. And she even goes into a little bit of the history of homeopathy, developed in Germany over 200 years ago. And, even references a licensed naturopathic acupuncturist that's using it and didn't, again, deride the acupuncturist. I mean, this is
It almost seems like you're reading something from Natural News, but you're not. Fox News.
I'm just thinking that somebody kind of went to sleep on this one, and or else Carol Alt got to sneak one in, because this is really good. According to the National Institutes of Health, and this is quoting from the article, homeopathic remedies are regulated by the U.S. FDA, but the FDA doesn't evaluate them for safety or effectiveness. So if you want to say they threw that in there for balance, it's true. This was grandfathered to the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938, passed in 1939, grandfathered the United States Homeopathic Pharmacopoeia, or the HPUS. Interesting. I mean, they talk about these remedies. Let's see if they mention any specific remedies here. Safety, yes, it's safe. Should you try it? You know, they actually, I don't think they list any of the remedies. That's kind of a bummer. Hmm. Well, I can list some from memory. I think I should do that.
Of course you can.
Yeah. Well, for postpartum depression, think sepia. S-E-P-I-A. And that's the inky juice of the, what is it? The inky juice of the, answer, fill in the blank. Sepia is the inky juice of the...
Cuttlefish.
Yeah, nailed it. Nicely done, super done. Of course, it's related to a squid. It's like squid ink. Sepia. And they used to use that as a dye because they could actually, you know, use it for ink, sepia. But it's also a great remedy for depression, postpartum, and other things. Also, the adrenal exhaustion that can accompany the childbirth, the labor, right? We talk about Arsenicum album. Remember I said Arsenicum last hour? Also can be helpful in recovery from that. Nausea, you can use Ipecac. You can use Nux Vomica. There are a number of things homeopathically that can be addressed there. So anyway, it's kind of a cool story. How long will they keep it up before somebody at Fox News kind of says, I can't believe you put quackery on the Fox News page, right? And that'll probably You're come fired. From the liberal way. MSNBC will accuse Fox News of quackery for promoting homeopathy. That can happen. Here's the other reason we believe hell may have frozen over. It's like the polar vortex has descended upon the Northeast time and time again. That's where a lot of these leftist intelligentsia news magazines are. And this now from the so-called right-wing Fox News, which isn't. It's statist, as well as the Time magazine, the CIA rag, says this article, 13 ways inflammation can affect your health. And it actually says inflammation can be positive.
But
there's a good reason for inflammation. I know. It's crazy, huh? You can't live without inflammation, but it can also be hazardous to your health. That's how they started. For one, they acknowledge that inflammation helps to fight off illness, infection. If you're in inflammatory cascades, there's a reason for it. It's part of you, your preparation for the immune battle, setting the stage for getting things where they need to go. But, of course, on the downside, if you have hyperstimulation of immune cells that just don't quit, you get this all-the-time storms of inflammation or inflammatory cells, cytokines, then yes, you can see harm. You can see leaky gut. This is what I lecture on all of the time. And they talk about it in this article, which is stunning. They acknowledge the inflammation in the gut causing IBD. Now, I don't know that they're acknowledging what causes the inflammation. Like we would say vaccines, antibiotics, heavy metals. We could go on from there. But it recognizes that in those cases, it is inflammation that's the issue. The answer is not a non-steroidal or steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, I promise you. It's the Silver Aloe Protocol. Chronic inflammation, of course, can harm the joints. Once again, they don't acknowledge the reason the inflammation is there. We would say, once again, metabolic waste like uric acid not clearing through the liver efficiently enough. Other toxic inflammatory components. There can be an autoimmune issue like that. But we would acknowledge, again, inflammation. They link it to heart disease. Now, let's see. In this segment on heart disease, do they talk about cholesterol anywhere? Looking. Plaque. They mention plaque, but they don't mention cholesterol.
No.
But they do say the formation of fatty plaque in the arteries can trigger chronic inflammation, but they've got it backwards. It's the inflammation that attracts the formation of plaque because it's trying to patch and repair the damage that could kill you without warning. So, it's a mixed bag with this Time article. I just like the fact that they acknowledge that there are pro-inflammatory positive roles to have.
It is more positive, mm-hmm. especially in some areas I never expected, mm-hmm. than negative. They did, I think, pretty good up until the last sentence.
What is the last sentence?
Treating depression with anti-inflammatory medication may be one area of future research.
Yeah, okay. So now they want to use SSRIs for inflammation.
Right.
Well, we knew this was heading there because it's a CIA mag rag and CIA fighting for corporations around the world, U.S. corporations and others, that are supranational. They don't have allegiance to any nation or state. That's the problem I have with a spy agency that doesn't actually spy for your country, but does so for corporations. So anyway, it's a mixed bag, but it's an interesting article. Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, viruses ganging up on you. I hardly have time for this. But this to me is almost a moment of duh. This is an NBC News article. It says some viruses gang up. They gang up on you, like the EVD68 and other things. It's like, oh, they gang up and they secretly take some of your cells and they hide. And
you know, I'll bet you never knew that if you looked really close with a microscope, you've actually got your own little performance of West Side Story going on inside your body.
Really? Which song would they be singing, Super Don?
With that one with the snapping fingers, right?
Come on, give it to me. I can't hear you. I want to hear
you. You know what? All I got is the snap. That's all you get.
How about boy, boy, crazy boy? Stay loose, boy. All right, we got it. We got an immune system. Let's support it. Let's not destroy it, because their argument for these viruses is that we've got to vaccinate you or just poison you with toxic drugs, when we can utilize silver hydrosol to neutralize the viral replication. We just got to get it where it needs to go. It can be done. You can do it. All right. Thanks for listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. Medical kidnap. This time they're kidnapping grandma and grandpa. We've got news on that next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSB. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
This only begins our busy broadcast week. Live on GCN and naturalnewsradio.com. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to our wonderful sponsors. You'll see links up in the show notes and banners at robertscottbell.com. Thank you for being here. 866-939-BELL. Michelle Ryder joins us at the bottom of the hour. Super Don, you've been all over these medical kidnap cases. And now the net has expanded. It's not just the kids that they're targeting. This is incredible. But now it's not enough to take the little kids away from their moms and dads under false pretense, medical abuse, etc. It's now time to grab grandma and grandpa, as the medical kidnaps are now expanded to nursing homes. They're legally kidnapping the elderly patients so that they can collect on medical bills.
Oh, man!
Exactly. You know what? That's exactly what I saw, or what I said this morning when I saw this story.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, I mean, we've been covering these medical kidnap stories, because they're happening left and right. Every time you turn around, there's another one, and it's just drawing, you know, a lot of attention to how big this problem is. But then I saw this, and I'm like, oh, come on, you know, really? Now we're going to kidnap the elderly people? And this particular situation, this is something that was exposed by the New York Times. And apparently in New York, they've got this law. It's called a guardianship statute. And basically what it was designed for was that if somebody went into, you know, a hospital or a nursing home and they became completely unable to manage their own finances and stuff, then the court would appoint a special person, like, typically a lawyer.
A guardian.
That would act as guardian in lieu of, you know, what they weren't able to do. Well, now what's happening is they are taking that law and they're using it as a loophole. And what they're doing is, if somebody isn't paying their bills, or they feel like, you know, there's a dispute about their medical bills, they're going in and taking over this person's money and claiming that it's necessary because they've got the guardianship statute. Now, they don't mention the fact that their co-pays suddenly just mysteriously double right before they do that.
Wow. Wow.
And then they make claims about, you know, well, you know, they're not being cared for in the right way or something like that. So, you know, it's the same kind of thing that we've seen with these medical kidnap things, that you've got people that are hungry for power. They're hungry for money. They're greedy. They're corrupt. And they're using the system to now go after elderly people, helpless elderly people that sometimes don't have anybody to look out for them.
Well, where's the due process in this case? There's no court hearing. You know, they just take property. This is another case of where we've lost concept of what property rights even are in this country. And it goes, you know, hand in hand with the whole child kidnap thing, because the government claims that your children are their property. They just let you keep them for as long as they want until they decide they want them more. And it's the whole concept of the income tax. It isn't about what you have to pay. It's about what they let you keep. Because if they can claim 1% of it, they own 100%. They're basically letting you keep 99%. Not that that's happening. But that whole concept of property rights has been lost to the American people. That's why I say, where is we the people? In this case, it's we the corporation, right? They're protecting these corporate interests within the medical industrial complex. Adult protective services. They are exploiting this guardianship clause for profit. Not surprising.
But it's
still
ugly.
A bit shocking.
It is so
very ugly.
I mean, yeah. It's just to see what is going on with the government, with these agencies. I mean, it's another one of those situations where when I see this and I'm reading this, I have trouble putting words together to even react to it. I cannot believe there are people so evil out there that would do this sort of thing.
But it's like debtor's prison, you know. These people at the end of their life, they want to make sure that these nursing homes, whatever, get their money. And so they're laying claim to it, not lawfully, but as you said, abusing some special privileges that they may have to gain guardianship in cases, again, of abuse, neglect, something like that may be legitimate. But what do they say? You give the government an inch, it takes a mile. This is not new, and we've seen it. Now it's just horrifically expanded into grandma and grandpa's
generation. I'm going to give the government an inch of my boot up their butt. I can't. It just drives me crazy.
You watch out. They're going to keep that boot. You're lucky to get your foot back. All right. We got lots more healing to go. We're going to talk with Michelle Ryder next. She's absolutely a champion, and it's just horrific what she's been going through. They've still got Isaiah Ryder under Illinois custody. But she's still fighting. And in Missouri, they're fighting for Isaiah with Isaiah's Law. It's going to be this Tuesday, the 17th of February. We're going to talk to her about that when we come back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick with us.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, welcome back, my friends. We got to welcome back a story. We wish this story already had a happy ending. It's still in the midst of it, but there, you know, may be some lights at the ends of tunnels, at least we're still tunneling to dig for these answers, particularly on the medical kidnap. We talked about the medical kidnap of grandmas and grandpas, but what about the kids? What about Isaiah Ryder? T Team Isaiah is here, represented by Mom, Michelle Ryder, with an update. Tuesday, the 17th of February, big day in Jefferson City, Missouri. We're here to get an update from her. Michelle, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Like I said off the air, I said I only wish Isaiah was by your side right now and we could talk to him as well on the air. But I know there's still work to be done, and I want the listeners to know what they can do to support it. If they're anywhere near Jefferson City, Missouri, maybe they can come out for what's going on. But what is going on?
Yes, Robert, on Tuesday we're going to be going to the Capitol, and Missouri Representative Kenneth Wilson will be introducing Isaiah's Law, which is House Bill 217. And basically it will protect parents' parental rights and protect the children, our children as well. And it states that parents have the right to seek a second medical opinion. And it also gives guidelines as far as mandated reporting, and it is specific to medical kidnapping. So children that are in the hospital and parents are not agreeing with the course of treatment, it says that parents have the right to seek a different course of treatment. There is, you know, I've noticed some confusion on that. It lists that the child has to have a diagnosis, which obviously Isaiah has a bona fide diagnosis and has for many years. And it also states that, you know, following the course of treatment, which I did for many years, I trusted the providers. And I think that, you know, they want to be cautious not to make it too loose, because we don't want to protect the wrong people. But in our case, this law would have protected us, because he does have a real diagnosis. I was following a course of treatment, but it says you have the right to seek a different course of treatment with a physician. And I know some people have, well, not a lot, but I've seen some discussion about, well, what about doctors that aren't licensed? And, you know, I'm not sure. It does specify by a licensed physician. So
that concept of licensure, again, that's a bigger issue, and I recognize the dilemma there, because there are a lot of perfectly wonderful, reasonable, very educated and intelligent healthcare providers that are not licensed by the state, and doesn't mean that you're not good or worthy. The idea of licensure is something that we'll, you know, we discuss from time to time here. I would love it if they would include all aspects, you know, all opinions, because to limit it just to licenses through the state means that there's going to be some bias built in, because the state can pull the license of those that they don't like based on their answers.
Right, absolutely. And I do agree, and I think that this is a stepping stone. You know, this is a start. Right now we don't have, there's really no laws right now that would have or would even now protect Isaiah and I in this situation. And, you know, I hope in the future that, you know, I hope that this law is passed, and this is something that I even talked with the representative about. You know, that they plan to go further with this, you know, but it's just kind of a start, and I think it's a good start. But I agree, you mean as far as like alternative medical procedures and so forth, like homeopathic, and is that what we're kind of talking? Yes.
Well, yes, certainly, because we even just mentioned how weird it was that there was a positive piece on homeopathy on Fox News. I mean, if anywhere between 30 to 50% of the American public are availing themselves of natural options, natural alternatives to allopathic medicine, why is that not in consideration in terms of opinions and perspectives on treatment? And that's where I argue that we live under, in violation of the First Amendment, a state-sanctioned religion. It's not Jewish. It's not Christianity. Right. It's not Islam. It's the medical church. And because of this, we've kind of gone to sleep and said, oh, yeah, the doctors are smart. They know everything. They'll take care of us. And what they are doing, unfortunately, is colluding with powerful and profitable corporations to take away our rights and our children, and now the elderly.
Right. Absolutely. I agree. And, you know, through all of this, something that I've realized is, you know, even like, essential oils and things that are more natural based are even better than these chemicals, you know, that we think are the best. And so I do agree. I do think that this is a good start, and I think that it can be amended, and I know that there's some amendments that they're working on even right now. It hasn't even been passed, but they want to make it even stronger. You know, one of the amendments that they were discussing was that a parent should go before a judge within 36 hours prior to the removal of the child. Now, mm-hmm. in our situation, now, they didn't even have a court order. They took my son from me on the 15th of April and didn't even go before a judge or have a court order until the 23rd of April.
Well, that means they violated procedure on that. They could be culpable, could they not?
Yes, yes. And then even when we got an order on the 23rd, on that very same day, the judge ordered for me to be able to see my son, who remained in the ICU an additional 3 weeks after my removal. So even with a court order, I was still not able to see Isaiah, who was in the critical care in the ICU. So they are above the law. I even went there with my court order in my hand, with Chicago officers who were trying to help me, who said, you know, we will escort her up to the ICU so she can see her son and lay eyes on him and tell him that she loves him. And they would not allow me to do that. And they said that they couldn't do anything because the hospital was a private entity. So we have problems here. You know, if we have hospitals and doctors who aren't following the law, mm-hmm. and, you know, these laws are needed, you know, to help protect us and protect our children.
Well, there's already, in some ways, we could say laws in place to protect us against those in office that violate their oaths of office. Of course, not many lawyers or attorneys have the cojones to sue on that basis for violation of oath of office or acting under color of law, which is what happens mm-hmm. here when they basically violate their own procedures. They are culpable, and you can now pierce their immunity if you know and you have an attorney that's got some guts to do so. That's the whole mm-hmm. game as it's played, that they can act with impunity and nothing happens to them. But if they violate their own laws, rules, and regulations, now you can pierce that veil and you can go after them in their personal capacity.
Absolutely. And I believe, my personal belief is that that's why this continues to happen, is because these people that are doing this, these hospitals and these doctors that are doing these illegal operations, are not being held accountable. There's no consequence. And so mm-hmm. they continue to do it. They found a way to make financial gain, to make money off of these children and families and tearing lives apart, and there is no consequences, and there needs to be, because this has to stop.
Mm. Well, absolutely. Super Don, you've been digging into this. You even talked to, was it Ken, the guy from Missouri that's putting this
Ken
bill
Wilson.
Out on Tuesday? Ken Wilson, right?
State Representative Ken Wilson. And,
what can you tell me he told you behind the scenes?
Yeah, well, I mean, he's a good guy. You know, he seems genuinely, interested and you know, passionate about making a difference. And he's asked for help, and he's looking for people to show up and show support. And this is definitely, a move in the right direction. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's really kind of a landmark bill going on in Missouri, really.
Michelle, I think you need to sick the dogs on those legislators. If they're not going to do the right thing. They're ready.
You hear my dog. Yeah,
they are ready to go.
He's ready for them.
Yeah, we got to make them a little nervous because they don't feel like anything can touch them, and that's a big problem here. That's why this is an ongoing issue, an ongoing problem. So we only have a couple of minutes before we got a break here. What is it that we can do today? I know we've had you on a number of times, and we'll continue to do so until this is resolved. Is there any number of things, one or two things that you can ask of our listeners that can help out in this case, for this week especially?
Yes, we have posts on Team Isaiah. If people send their email in, we can email them a form that they can email back to Representative Wilson's office saying that they support this bill. And when they do the hearing, they will include those. You don't have to live in Missouri. They will include those in their minutes. And so we will be posting the email address. They will email it directly from Rep. Wilson's office, or we can email it. And a lot of people are doing that. You know, they said they're getting a lot of emails. And, you know, I think there's going to be quite a few people there. We'll have supporters and my family. There will be other parents that have been in similar situations that will also be going and testifying as to what has happened to their family.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think Tuesday is going to be a pretty big day.
Well, great. Well, we look forward to hearing how this is, you know, let's say introduced, what the reception is, how many co-sponsors will join in, and anything we can help you with to put the word out, and then you can let the dogs out.
Yes, it's just one, believe it or not. She's pretty loud.
Wow. You know, yeah. If I'm coming near you and that dog's going, I'm going the other direction. That's an intimidating dog.
Yes. Well, right now we have the committee, I think, is 12 people. So there is a lot of support so far for the bill. So that's a very positive thing. So we'll have those email addresses posted on Team Isaiah on Facebook. And that's a way that everyone can help support and be involved, even though they can't be there physically.
Well, Michelle Ryder, God bless you. May Isaiah join you soon and come home. Bring Isaiah home. Team Isaiah, we've got all the links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Super Don, thanks for helping us stay on top of the story. When we come back, now that scientists at the NIH have cured cancer, what have they set their sights on revealing? Yeah, it's a shocking story, but you'll hear it next on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stick around. One more segment to go.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Growbox, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Well, if you were at all moved by Michelle's words and pleas for help anywhere around the world, please send that email in support of Team Isaiah and Isaiah Ryder and Isaiah's Law. Thank you for Michelle for joining us again. Thanks as well to Jake. Jake Meyer, 7-year-old. He got a trophy. Youngest awesome super fan of the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you'd like to nominate somebody, I guess that's something we can look to do as well. But Jake, what a great, great story he shared about his dream. And we were featured in it, Super Don. Amazing.
Yeah, I was as surprised as you were. And like I said, especially by the age, 7 years old. How awesome is that?
Yeah, really cool. Now, another young guy, as I said, we skew young. I remember this guy is a student age, Darm C. Do you remember hearing from Darm C?
I do, a couple of times now.
Yeah, we're still behind on a lot of emails things, but this one just came in, so I thought, let's knock it out right there. It's in front of us. He's grateful for our healing ministry, etc. But he says today he's asking about his 76-year-old dad in India, who was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer in 2014, smoked for 40-plus years, went through some chemo, had pneumonia for a month, then he started his chemo again. But in the meantime, Darm did the good thing as a kid or grandkid. This is his dad, his kid. So he's a kid. He sent Carnivora to him through his nephew. And he said he also had a difficulty time telling him that chemo is not a good idea. But Darm also visited him in person in January, took more Carnivora and silica and selenium and GTF chromium. And after a month of Carnivora, his coughing and phlegm reduced quite a bit, and he's feeling a lot better. And now the family has decided to stop chemo and added some more Ayurvedic medicines. The heart of India, Ayurvedic medicine. Thank you for all of your teachings and your ministry. You're fabulous. Unfortunately, he's saying he was sorry because he couldn't get silver hydrosol through customs. That's a bummer. But at least he's doing all these other things. How cool is that? Darm, thank you for sharing, man. I'm inspired by what you're doing and just honored that we could help out in our own little way.
You know, it's inspiring every time he writes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really is the message that he's got and the things that he's learning, the things that he's sharing.
Yeah,
it's always cool to get a message from him.
Yeah. Now, finally, in defense of science, right? They've cured cancer at the NIH, right? Although I didn't get the memo. We know how to do it. They don't. But let's pretend they did. What are they doing? Where are they spending their resources? Because they haven't. They've unraveled the secrets, all the money in the world that they can get from the U.S. taxpayer. They've decided to study and unravel the secrets of online dating profiles. Bet you thought I was going to say some disease, right? No, online dating profiles, they know the secrets. We've unraveled
wow.
them. Everybody's really happy and grateful now.
I am looking at this now. Now, get this. These guys, they're professors, they're scientists. They actually published a study, and it was actually, this is not a joke. Mm-hmm. It was published in the Journal of Evidence-Based Medicine.
Right.
What?
Remember this, kids. The next time somebody throws evidence-based medicine at you, you can throw it right back in their face and say, thank you. Thank you. Now I know the secrets of online dating profiles.
That's part of the British Medical Journal.
Yeah. Very impressive. And then they attack Andrew Wakefield for simply observing facts about iatrogenic enterocolitis, gut inflammation.
I just don't even know what to say to this. But here's the question: what did they discover that is like really, just really important information?
I'm reading through this, and I'm just I guess if your life depends on an online dating profile, you're probably appreciative of this.
Well, get this. Here's one thing very important that they did find out. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. when you're doing your profile name,
yeah,
you want to avoid profile names that use words like little or bug. You want to aim for something more playful, such as fun number two letter B with. Fun to be with.
Oh, I thought, you do the number two, you're not constipated.
Yeah, no, the scientists, they've figured this out. And
okay. They
found out that men are more drawn to names that indicate physical attractiveness, such as blondie or cutie.
Oh, man. Well, men are so easy. Are you going to say anything? You don't know anything about that. Okay.
Who paid for this?
I want to know. Who paid for this, and couldn't they have done something a little bit more important? All right, get back to us. We're out of time today. Go enjoy your afternoon. I hope you've enjoyed your afternoon with us. Thanks again to Jake. Thanks to Michelle Ryder. Thanks to Super Don. Thanks to Daniel on the board. We'll be back tomorrow with Advanced Medicine, Dr. Rasha Bitar, and a whole lot more healing surprises. A great week coming your way on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott the Bell Robert Show. Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.